This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukraine marked 1 week since Russia invaded the country Thursday as Russian forces continued to shell major Ukrainian cities, and the number of refugees who have fled Ukraine exceeded 1 million people. Despite heavy assaults on the cities of Kharkiv, Chernihiv, and Mariupol, Britain's defense ministry said Thursday all three cities remain in Ukrainian hands. Unclear was the status of Kherson, with Russian troops present in the southern port city amid disputed claims of who was in control. In a video address early Thursday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainians are a people who in a week have destroyed the plans of the enemy. A senior U.S. defense official told reporters Wednesday that Russian forces trying to take the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv were stalled outside the city center. The official said the lack of Russian progress around Kyiv, despite its superior firepower, could be attributed to a number of factors, including ongoing shortages of fuel and food, and a spirited defense by Ukrainian forces. Thursday also brought the expectation of a second round of peace talks between the two sides, though there has been little sign of a potential breakthrough. An initial meeting Monday yielded only plans for further talks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States remains open to finding a diplomatic solution, but that Russia must first de-escalate. Blinken is traveling to Europe on Thursday for a series of meetings with NATO and other allies about their response to the Russian invasion. Blinken also travels to Poland Saturday to discuss further security and humanitarian assistance to help refugees who have fled Ukraine. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says Poland has taken in half of the more than 1 million refugees who have evacuated in the past week. The exodus is the swiftest of its kind this century. This is VOA News. Officials with Ukraine's main nuclear regulatory agency says staffers being held by Russian forces at the decommissioned nuclear power plant in Chernobyl are hungry, exhausted, and at increased risk of making errors. Russian forces quickly disarmed 150 National Guard troops protecting the plant shortly after the February 24th invasion. Chernobyl is the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster, which occurred on April 26, 1986, when a reactor suffered a core meltdown followed by a series of explosions. The reactor was eventually shut down and encased in a steel and concrete containment structure. Hundreds of thousands of people in Sydney, Australia, have been ordered to evacuate to avoid life-threatening floods brought on by days of torrential rains that have soaked Australia's eastern coast. Rivers are rising over their banks in Australia's largest city, home to 5 million people. Steph Cook, the Emergency Services Minister for New South Wales State, warned residents Thursday of treacherous weather conditions over the next 24 hours. About 200,000 people have been ordered to evacuate, and authorities are warning that another 300,000 may soon have to join them. Flood waters were also rising in Brisbane, Australia's third most populous city, located more than 900 kilometers north of Sydney. The unpredictable storm front that has stretched from Queensland State to New South Wales has created havoc as floodwaters swamped homes and forced many residents to escape to their rooftops to await rescue. Meanwhile, the state of Western Australia fully reopened its borders for the first time in nearly 2 years Thursday with the end of COVID-19 restrictions. People arriving from other parts of the country can enter Western Australia state without going into mandatory isolation if they have received three COVID-19 vaccine doses and tested negative for the virus upon arrival. International travelers only need to have two doses of a coronavirus vaccine and a negative test to enter, while unvaccinated visitors from overseas need an exemption to enter the country. And Authorine Lucy Foster, the first black student to enroll at the University of Alabama, has died at the age of 92. Known then by her maiden name, Authorine Lucy enrolled at the Southern U.S. University in 1956 when it was still an all-white school. She was initially accepted to the University of Alabama a few years earlier until officials learned she was black. She was finally allowed to enroll after a long legal battle, but was expelled just 3 days later after angry students staged hostile protests and threatened her life. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.